Support for Legal Issues in the News Online comes from the Illinois State Bar Association, whose activities include proposing and shaping legislation, educating the public, and supporting the courts in the rule of law. For more information, visit isba.org.
Each Monday, WILL brings you Legal Issues in the News with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
In 2015, Forbes magazine profiled the Sackler family, calling it the OxyContin clan, and describing how the Sacklers, quote, quietly became one of America's richest families, unquote. In 2016, the family was high up on Forbes' richest families list, with an estimated $13 billion net worth. The family may have quietly acquired its riches, but that quiet time is definitely over. The Sackler family owns 100% of Purdue Pharma and related companies. In the early days, the drug manufacturer reportedly sold laxatives and earwax remover. More recently, it sold painkillers. It modified oxycodone, a painkiller around since World War I, with the promise that an added time release would prevent the narcotic from being abused. Sadly, we know this story of opioid addiction epidemic. Part of the response has been in court actions and government enforcement. Purdue has already agreed to pay millions of dollars in government fines to the Department of Justice, the state of Kentucky, and private litigation goes on. For a long time, suits were mostly brought against the pharmaceutical companies. Not anymore, as lawsuits are brought against particular members, not all, of the Sackler family. The Massachusetts State Attorney General started this trend in 2018, and in March 2019, the New York Attorney General did the same. These suits have attracted attention, not just because of who is listed. What is really new is what we have learned about the inner workings of the company and the involvement of certain Sacklers in it. In the Massachusetts suit, Purdue and the Sackler defendants fought to keep this information out of the public eye. They argued that it needed to be redacted from the court filings, crossed out, covered up. The reason defendants gave were varied and novel. They claimed protection of board of directors' decision-making and of anything related to compensation. They claimed that the release of this information was intended to, quote, embarrass individuals and spark public outrage, unquote. The Massachusetts justice was not impressed, particularly given the public interest weighing on the other side. So the information is public. You could look at it online. Here's what you would find. A 2001 email from Richard Sackler saying, quote, "We have to hammer on the abusers in every way possible. They are the culprits and the problem. They are reckless criminals," unquote. Another example, a chart showing billions of dollars paid to members of the Sackler family over the prime years of the opioid crisis. You can even compare the redacted version to what we now know. One page when redacted said, "Project blank, Kathy and staff blank, blacked out diagram labeled Purdue's secret project blank, plan." You get the picture, a lot of black ink. It turns out that the secret Project Tango was a plan to expand from pain treatment into opioid addiction treatment as well. It shows a funnel shape with pain treatment on top and addiction on the bottom, and the label, quote, "Pain treatment and addiction are naturally linked. There is an opportunity to expand our offering as an end-to-end pain provider," unquote. Litigation can sometimes force information into the public. The word discovery has a technical legal sense. It is a court-backed right to relevant information from the other side in a litigation. And it is particularly important in an area with, as the Massachusetts justice said, tremendous public concern. This is Verity Winship.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, or listen online at will.illinois.edu.